It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma men get ready to go at it in game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. For the Bearcat men, they come in undefeated at 7-0. They're 1-0 in the MIAA after that clinic they put on Thursday night and then win over Northeastern State 99-56. Very good Central Oklahoma team coming in, coached by Tom Hankins, a former graduate assistant at Northwest Missouri State under coach Steve Tatmeyer. He has his team at 6-1 and 1-0 in the MIAA after their win over Missouri Western on a Thursday evening. Alongside with Matt, I'm John, and we have Kyrie Stavine as our studio engineer for tonight's game. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this is a Bearcat men's team coming off perhaps the best game of basketball they have played in a long, long time. A heck of a first half on Thursday night.
You know, pretty unbelievable. Seemed like every shot the Bearcats threw up went down. And in a lot of what they did offensively, it fed because they played such good defensively. They got quite a few fast break points, got their hands on a lot of passes, tipped some balls away as a they were trying to drive on them. So a good complete team effort, not only from the first team, the reserves. You just kind of hope that's something that kind of bleeds into today as well.
And it's the Bearcats and Broncos back with more right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance. Providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Central Oklahoma, going through the pregame warmups on the men's side of Bear Doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Again, with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, this is probably, with the exception maybe the Washburn game, the biggest test Northwest has had, at least in the last couple of weeks. Now, they opened up with a pretty good team in Northern State, but I think this is going to be a pretty big test for Northwest here this afternoon.
No, I agree with you. UCO coming in 6-1 overall. They beat Missouri Western. A little bit of a slow start against the Griffins. Didn't really blow them out by any means. But you know what? I think you can attribute quite a long bus ride to a little bit of that as well. Some bus lag. But they've had some time to get rested up, focus on the Bearcats the last few days. And you know they're going to come in. And Coach Mack talked about it before. Everybody that Northwest plays, there's that much of a target that you get everybody's best game. And playing a team like UCO that's a pretty good club, that makes it pretty tough and a bit of a tournament-like atmosphere. So this will be a fun one for the Bearcats.
And the Bearcats and Broncos going at it. Still some seats available here at Bearcat Arena. If you've been thinking about coming out, it could be a great opportunity. You never know what Justin Pitts is going to do out there. So, again, come on out and take in Bearcat basketball this afternoon, Northwest and Central Oklahoma. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to this afternoon's game between Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma on our pregame. We're joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, before we talk about today's game, let's just go back to Thursday night. And what a first half that Northwest had against Northeastern State. Really put on a clinic in that first half.
Yeah, I thought it started with the first possession of the game defensively. We were really locked in, got after them, plugging gaps. We're able to get some rips, some deflections, get some early steals, and it was just a really fun game for me to coach defensively in particular.
Yeah, Justin Pitts ended up with a big day offense. As you mentioned on the post game, it all really started with the intensity the team had on defense.
Oh, yeah, that's where it starts. If we're into it on defense, our shots will fall. I mean, that's just how every team is, really. I mean, you just have to engage yourself, and I thought we did. And then all of a sudden, you know, naturally we find ourselves open and hitting shots.
Grace, a Central Oklahoma team that's had a lot of success early on this season.
Yeah, they're good. They'll probably be the best team we've played thus far. They had two losses, but they didn't have a kid for those two games. Or, I'm sorry, one loss. They didn't have a kid for a couple games. And so they'll be the best team we've played. They're tough, physical. They get after boards. They pound you inside. They can shoot enough to keep you honest. Defensively, they lead the league in defensive field goal percentage. So we're going to have our hands full. We need to be ready to go.
Just the most physical team that you've played so far this year.
Yeah, them or Northern State. I think the difference in physicality with Northern State is these guys are a little more athletic. So they're quicker, faster, a little bit stronger, and so they're able to really, when they bump you, you're gonna feel it.
Bearcats are a team that's not been afraid of being physical. How do you go about a game and where you play a team like this?
You know, I don't know. We haven't really, other than Northern State, we haven't faced a ton of physicality. Northern State, Metro State, I guess we did a little bit. But, you know, I think you have to initiate some of that. I think you have to embrace it rather than just trying to match their physicality. I think when you get into trying to match somebody's physicality, you end up getting overwhelmed, and then they're imposing their will on you. And so we want to impose our will on them and do what they do best and do it back to them.
As far as defensive intensity, I guess, carry on with what you had Thursday night?
Yeah, I sure hope. I think that if we can, it could be a fun night for us. You know, if we can be engaged defensively throughout the year like that, there won't be a lot of teams that can beat us. But, again, it's hard to gear up like that every night, and obviously it helps when you hit so many shots. You know, it helps your defense set.
All right, well, Ben, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Central Oklahoma, a few minutes away from tip-off time. Let's check the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest, at the point guard, Justin Pitts, 5'10 senior at Blue Springs, Missouri, coming off a 35-point performance on Thursday night where he had 30 of those. And at the first half, he's averaging 24 points and 2 rebounds a game, leads the MIAA in shooting, also in assists as well at 5.4 per contest. The other guard, Xavier Kurth, a 6'4 senior from St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. At a 4, Chris Sibu Endel, a 6'7 senior out of Norway, averaging 15 points and 5 boards a contest. He's tied for first in NCAA Division II in 3-point shooting percentage at 63.6%. The other four, Joey Wittes, a 6'7 junior from Chanhassen, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State, averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside, Brett Doherty, 6'7 senior out of Omaha, averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds a contest. For Central Oklahoma, under head coach Tom Hankins, he'll be starting at one of the guard positions, Marquise Grayson, a 6'2 senior from Tomball, Texas, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's a transfer in from the University of Albany. Also starting at one of the guard spots, Marcus Johnson, a 5'8 sophomore from Bethany, Oklahoma, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. He's coming off a 14-point performance in their win over Missouri Western. Out of Ford is Anthony Robertson. Robertson, a 6'5", a senior out of San Antonio, Texas, and a transfer from Texas State. He's averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds a game. Also at a forward position, Corbin Byford, a 6'6 senior from Belmont, Oklahoma, and a transfer from Oral Roberts, averaging 13 points and 7 boards a game. He had 14 points in their win over Missouri Western. And finally, starter in the lineup is Jake Hammond. Hammond, a 6'9 senior from Comanche, Oklahoma, a transfer from Nebraska. He's their post player, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. That's the way the lineup looked. The Bearcats at 7-0, 1-0 in MIAA. Central Oklahoma at 6-1 and 1-0 in conference play. We'll be back getting ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandVilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Matt Tritton, I'm Sean Coffey. It's Northwest and Central Oklahoma, the starting honor, being introduced in front of the fans here at Bearcat Arena. While your chances cost 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat basketball, underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Matt Trenton, should be a good matchup here in Northwest and Central Oklahoma. A couple teams that like to play a little bit of physical basketball.
And that is always fun to watch, isn't it, John? And especially the way Northwest comes out and plays defensively. They want to come out and get up in you and make you work for every bucket that you have. And Central Oklahoma is going to come out just the same way. So this should be a fun one with a good crowd filing in.
Couple of disciples of head coach Steve Tatmeyer, Coach Ben McCollum, a grad assistant under Coach Tatmeyer and played under Coach Tatmeyer as well. And Central Oklahoma head coach Tom Hankins also was a GA here at Northwest many years ago under Coach Tapp. So a little bit of influence from Coach Tatmeyer in today's game.
It's always good to see those ties that come back to Northwest Missouri State and a couple of coaches that they go about their business the right way, similar to what we saw from Coach Tatmeyer, and build their teams the right way too. So this should be a fun one.
Officials for this afternoon's game, John Moore, along with Michael Sabota and Matthew Rosner. We're ready to go. The two teams at midcourt, the Bearcats in their white uniforms with the green numerals, trimmed in green with the green Northwest over their chest, and for Central Oklahoma, navy blue uniforms, white numerals, trimmed in yellow, and the tip is controlled by Northwest as the Cats go from our left to our right in this first half. Justin Fitz, who went off for 30 in the first half against Northeastern State, has it between the circles, goes to Indow, high post right side, Doherty, left side, Wittes on the wing, takes it to the left baseline, to the bucket, reverse layup on the right side, good, nice, a little bit of English off the backboard and knocks it in.
Well, we heard Coach McCollum talk about how Joey Wittes, a little bit more of a complete player that can shoot the three, can post up, do a little bit of everything that time, see him drive, and nice athletic move.
Racing at the top of the key, looks off the right side, Roberson. Low right side, they get it to Byford. Byford in lane, stripped loose by Doherty. Picked up by Pitts for Northwest. Another good defensive stop to open this game for the Cats. That's how they open up against Northeastern State. Left side, Wittes on the wing. Out front for Doherty. Now top the key, Pitts. Down the lane right he goes. Bounce pass baseline goes to Kirk. Kicks it back left wing and down. Open, takes the three, and it rims around and out. And the rebound inside, ripped away by Hammond for Central Oklahoma. The chancellor from Nebraska to the top of the key with the dribble left side, Johnson. Out between the circles, they get it to Hammond. Scoops it left side for Grayson. He takes the fadeaway three. Nothing there. And the rebound inside fits for Northwest. He'll slow the pace up. Take it across midcourt. Dribbles right side to the top of the key. Between the circles. Gets the screen by Doherty. A little push shot on the right side from 14 feet out. One go. Rebound inside. Pull down by Byford for the Broncos. Outlet right across the timeline to the right wing. Top of the key with it is Byford. Started by Doherty, out of a weave to the top of the key for Johnson. Fade away, top of the key, three, won't go. Rebound and out for Northwest. A 2-0 Bearcat lead. Got a minute and a half into this one at Bearcat Arena. Into the front court, right side. Goes Pitts to the top of the key. Left side gets it to Endow. Back to Pitts between the circles. Pitts couldn't chase it down. Goes into the backcourt and over and back. And a rare turnover for the Bearcats. We'll give it to Central Oklahoma.
Not a terrible start for Northwest, but after the way they started out so hot the other night against Northeastern State, it's a little bit weird to see an early turnover or a couple of missed shots early on, but this is a team that can turn it on in a hurry.
And the Robertson will inbound, get it on the left side for Johnson. They swing it right side on the wing. Out front right, Grayson. Now on the left wing, Robertson. To the top of the key with a pass. Grayson. Looks off the right side, gets it on the wing for Johnson. Very little dribbling out of the Central Oklahoma team out of their offense right at the moment. Bounce pass to the right wing. Roberson through the lane, tries to go in the right baseline. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest. Trying to get it to Byford off the baseline right. Right past him out of bounds, and the Cats will have it off the turnover. 2-0 Bearcat lead. 17:46 left in the first half. Pitts looks over at head coach Tim McCollum, who's kneeling in front of the scorer's table. On the left side, in down. Low left, Doherty. Trying to post up with Johnson. Spins into the lane. Spins back left side. Left-hander shot at the pass. Good. Nice little move. Got it to fall that time over Hammond there. And Doherty gives the Bearcats a 4-0 lead. Into the front court. Marcus Johnson. Out front to the top of the key. Roberson back pedals. Looks left side on the wing. Johnson once again. Guarded by Pitts. Cross court right side. Pass Grayson. One dribble. Back to Johnson left side. Dribbles down the lane left side at the elbow on the left. They get it to Byford. Left wing three is off the front of the rim. Rebound loose in the floor. And there's Pitts to pick it up. And he'll race it across midcourt left side to the left wing. Now dribbles top of the key. Chest pass cross court right side. Kurth. One dribble. Cross court left. Pitts. And man-to-man defense out of the Central Oklahoma team. They'll play a little bit of 2-3. Into the right corner is Kurth. Drives to the free throw line. As he does, he gets called for a charge that time. A little bit of a collision out there with Marcus Johnson. Johnson went down pretty easy, but that foul coming up against Northwest ends of your curve.
Well, Johnson just 145 pounds, so it doesn't take a whole lot to send him flying, but a good job of just getting in front of Kurth and taking that contact.
4-0 Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right wing, Roberson to the top of the key, Johnson. Dribbles a couple times, hands off to Grayson, takes it out front out of the weave to bounce pass to the right wing. Roberson now tries to lob it low, whistle and a foul as they try to get the pass over Wittes and get it inside to Hammond. I think Wittes gets called for the foul. Wittes trying to front him, gets the foul. That's his first, team second. Kurth to the bench and Ryan Welty into the ballgame. Welty had a little bit of a rough shooting night Thursday night while we were doing the post game. Saw Welty out there taking some extra shots, trying to get his shot to go, and a little effort after the game even for Welty. Out front, left side, Johnson. Dribbles between the circles, being chased by Pitts. 4-0 Bearcat lead. Racing down the lane left to the bucket. Reverse layup on the right side won't go. The putback is good. Drilling on the play, Jake Hammond just pushed it up and in, and it's a 4-2 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. 4 minutes into this first half. Wittes on the right side, out between the circles, Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty, dribbles to the free throw line. Now looks to pass out front, left and down. He'll take it through the lane, pulls up, pivots up for the little pass, low left, trying to get to Doherty. Tipped away by Hammond, and here comes Central Oklahoma on the fast break. Across midcourt, through the lane, dribbling into left corner, and out of the left wing goes Johnson. Out between the circles, Grayson. Dribbles right side on Welty, lobs it right side to the baseline. Robertson out free throw line right. Hammond with a 16-foot jumper, one going down, clears the rebound for Northwest. Cats up by two, 15-27 left in the first half. Pitts between the circles. Chased by Roberson. Lobs the pass and down the right wing. Out front, Welty. Gets it to Doherty. Pops out top of the key. Left side, Pitts. Through the lane he goes. Slides to a halt right of the lane. Out front, Welty. Right side, Pitts once again with six on the shot clock. Dribbles between the circles. Sets up long three by Pitts. Too hard. Rebound at the free throw line. Corralled by Endow. Back to Pitts. And a fresh 30 on the shot clock for the Cats. Just under 15 minutes left in the first half, a 4-2 Bearcat lead. On the left wing, Welty, out between the circles, Wittes. Looks right side, Pitts, low right for Doherty. Spins in the lane, up the shot, rejected, and it goes out of bounds, a block at Northwest as Jake Hammond knocks it out of bounds. We've got a break in the action, 14:44 left in the first half. Northwest 4, Central Oklahoma 2, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Northwest with the following the timeout. Doherty drives the lane, goes up with a shot, fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. And we're in the first half, 14:33 left in the half, a 4-2 Bearcat lead, getting Doherty to the line to shoot a couple.
Well, Bearcats struggling a little bit shooting from the field early in this game, and credit to UCO, man-to-man defense, a little more up in your face than we saw out of Northeastern State just the other night. But as the shooters aren't quite hitting early on, they're making it a point to get inside of Doherty and get him to the free throw line like he is right here and get some of those easier buckets.
Doherty misses the first. We'll have a second. 70% shooter at the line on the young season. Hits the second free throw. And for Northwest, they're up 5-2. Much better defense out of Central Oklahoma than what they saw at Northeastern State on Thursday. Northeastern stuck in his zone, and Northwest shut lights out, facing man-to-man here this afternoon with the Broncos. Into the right corner, the dribble by Roberson is knocked loose and picked up by Northwest. Hawkins, who came into the game during that timeout, slaps the ball out of his hands and comes away with the steal. Hawkins now between the circles, looks outside Pitts. Low left for Doherty. Trying to post up with Fabian Glasgow. Drives on the left baseline. Up a shot and good. Nice drive to the bucket by Brad Doherty. He could have a big game this afternoon.
Yeah, Doherty only had 4 points, a couple rebounds against Northeastern. Everybody's shooting well from outside, but here early on, giving him a chance.
7-2, Bearcat leads. 13:53 left in the half. Between the circles, Johnson looks left side on the wing. Finds Grayson. Now left corner, takes a jumper from 17. Won't go. Rebound. Pitts for Northwest. Pitts doing a good job on the boards early in this game. That's his third rebound. Across the timeline right for Welty. Out front, Hawkins. Hawkins had a double-double on the win over Northeastern State. 7 points, 10 boards. Out to the top of the key and down. High post left, Doherty. Hands off to Pitts. Pitts looks the pass back to Doherty in the pick and roll. Trying to go into the right corner. Pass is tipped away and is controlled by Central Oklahoma on the fast break right side. Johnson pulls up, takes a jumper from 12, misses too hard. Well, through the rebound for Northwest. Cass did a good job getting back on defense out of transition. 5-point Bearcat lead, 13-13 left in the half. Hawkins out front, left and down. Now to Pitts near the timeline. Swings it right side. Hawkins is picked up by Byford between the circles. Welty, high post right, Doherty. One dribble, Doherty gives it to Pitts near the jump ball circle. Dribbles right side to the right of the lane. Hooks a pass to Doherty into left corner for Endowes. One to square up and go up with a three ball knocked out of his hands. Ball loose on the floor, controlled by Endowes. The shot clock winds down, and a rare shot clock violation against the Bearcat offense will turn the ball over to Central Oklahoma.
Well, he finally fired it up after the shot clock got banked in, but yeah, just had that one kind of fly at his hands on his first attempt there and took a little bit too much time. So Bearcats still up by five, but four turnovers in the early going this one.
It's about a game's worth for what Northwest normally does. 7-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. Left side driving the bucket, laying it up, missing it, and then a slam dunk comes up by Hammond, slams it up and in as Hempel into the ballgame, missed the layup, and it's a 7-4 game, though. Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma. Now front right side, Pitts to the top of the key. Watch a dribble left side pass, Byford. Spins to a halt, right little, just not quite fair, does a quick stops on a dime, spins and hits a little 5-foot jumper off the left side as he was able to get Byford, go sliding by, and it's a 9-4 Bearcat lead.
You can kind of tell he starts to wind up. You know he's about to drive in there, make something impressive happen.
Cats in front, out to the top of the key with the dribble, Johnson, bounce pass to the left wing for Tour and Hempel. High post left side, Byford, cross court right side to the baseline. They get it to London. Now they bring it out front. Pass is stolen. Picked up by Pitts on the breakaway. One on one. Drive to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Throw past Johnson and lays it in. And an 11-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Just under 12 minutes left in the first half. Here's Johnson out front right side. Byford. Now on the right wing. Hempel looks back left side for Johnson. The point guard. Bounce pass out front for Hammond. Looks in the lane. Tip loose. Picked up by Northwest. Off on the ball game, Dre Starzl got a hand on it. Gives it to Pitts, and he'll just walk it across midcourt. Pitts into the front court left side. Ryan Welty running circles on the floor. Now it goes into the left corner. Now backpedaling is Pitts. Takes a 3-0 banana. We've seen that before.
About 10 times of the night, wasn't it?
I think so. 14-4 Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts now with 7 of the 14 Bearcat points. Now to the top of the key. Right side is London, and a turnover coming up. I think we're going to call a foul and a moving screen there, and this will come up against Jordan London, who will pick up his first foul. Well, now technically giving it on Marcus Johnson instead. Johnson picks up his second. Northwest up by 10, 14-4. Bearcats on a 7-0 run. Top of the key, Wittes takes the jumper, misses too hard, rebound pulled down by Hempel, and he'll take it across the 10-second line. Looks right side as Northwest gets back on defense. Cats overall on a 9-2 run here. London out top, they swing it to the right side, and they get it to Cole Talbert. Now, as a dribble at the top of the key, a foul coming up on Northwest and Pitts. Pitts gets caught with a little bit of reach in there. Doherty back into the ball game. Starzl goes to the sideline. And for Central Oak, they will inbound in front of the Bearcat bench. As Jordan London will inbound. Gets the inbound left side for Johnson. Looks to the left wing. Hempel. Between the circles for Johnson. Swing it right side. London. London dribbles down the lane. Right side ball stripped loose by Doherty. And then out goes left side. Picked up by Wittes. To the bucket. Lays it up. Knocked to the floor. Took a shot to the head there. And falls down underneath the bucket. And a foul coming up on Central Oklahoma. Cole Talbot picks up the foul. That's his first. Maybe took a shot either to his nose or eye. As Wittes trying to walk it off out near the top of the key. And now we'll take the ball and go to the free throw line.
Yeah, it looked like he went up. I think it might have caught him in the right eye. He's kind of wiping it and rubbing on it, but doesn't seem to matter. Knocks down his free throw.
His first of the game, 3 points total. Joy, an 83% shooter at the charity stripe. And his second free throw is nothing but it. Cats in front, 16-4. After a little bit of a slow start, Northwest now on a 9-0 run. Out to the top of the key with the dribble is Johnson. Bounce pass out front, right side, London. Looks to the right wing, Hipple. And Dowell picks him up, who just re-entered the ball game. Into the right corner, Talbert. Talbert dribbles out front right. Wittes all over him as he expires the dribble. Shot clock down to 7 as Johnson takes it to the free throw line. Left side, they find Talbert open, takes the 3 and hits it. That's just his 3rd 3-pointer of the season. And it's a 16-7 Northwest Missouri State lead over Central Oklahoma. 9.5 minutes left in the first half. Fisk to take it across midcourt. Northwest in this first half going from our left to our right. Steps back at the left wing, takes the 3 off the front of the rim, and down. Crashes the board hard, takes it away from a couple of Central Oklahoma defenders. Pivots and has the easy layup.
Those Central Oklahoma defenders look like they overshot that one as Endow pulled down that rebound. He pivoted and had the wide open layup.
18-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. London being chased by Xavier Kurth. Goes low post left side for Jake Hammond. Fade away, whistled. And this looks to be on Northwest inside, and this will go on to Brett Doherty. Doherty will pick up his first foul. Breaking the action with 8:56 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 18, Central Oklahoma 7, back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Bearcats in front 18-7. Central Oklahoma with the ball out of the timeout, shooting just 27% from the field. Northwest 50% in this first half. Right side, Grayson takes it to the free throw line. As he does, underneath the bucket, a whistle and a foul coming up on Central Oklahoma. And a block inside. This will go on Cole Talbert picking up his second foul coming off the bench for Central Oak. 18-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. 8:40 left in the first half. Fitz to take it across midcourt. Has 7 points so far in the half. Takes it out front. Looks right side. Finds on the right wing and down. Cats spreading out the offense against this man-to-man defense. Doherty pops out to set a screen for Pitts. Dribbles left side. And left corner for Wittes. Drives the baseline to the bucket. Kicks it back. Free throw line left forward. Doherty now to Endow out front. Endow will take the 3-pointer. Misses as it just barely grazes the rim off the right side. Goes out of bounds. And it will belong to the Broncos now with 8:16 left in the half.
Well, that was good defense by Grayson all over Endow that time and kind of forced that 3-point attempt there. Looked like if he had taken that first one, he thought about a few seconds before, it might have been a little more open, but nonetheless, UCO gets the ball back.
Handful end of the game. And we'll take the place of Talbot. They try to go inside with a lob pass for Byford, overthrown, picked up by Doherty, and here comes Northwest left to right. Endow in front of the scorer's table, out front Wittes, looks left side Pitts. Lobs it low left for Doherty. Already near the left baseline now. We'll try to drive into the lane. Spins left down the left side. Banks it and hits a nice spin move off the left as he went past Byford and got it to fall. And Doherty with 8 points in this first half. A 20-7 Northwest Missouri State lead. Now front right side Grayson. East Grayson to the top of the key for Roberson. Now to Johnson. Guarded by Pitts. Shot clock's at 14. Between the circles, Hemphill down the lane, left tee, drives past Wittes, lays it up and in. Hemphill with his first puck of the game, a 20-9 Northwest Missouri State lead, 7:17 left in the half. Pistol dribble left side, hands off Kurt, out between the circles, Wittes. Now to Kurth on the right. Cross court left and down. Top of the key, Doherty. One dribble. Finds Wittes, left wing. Takes the three. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound to the left corner. Picked up by Central Oklahoma and Grayson. Outlet left side, Johnson. Bounce past Grayson, right side. Tries to dribble behind his back. Kurth all over him. Now coming over to help out is Endow. Puts the pass left side for Johnson. Through the lane, back out front. A three put up by Grayson. Misses too hard. And Wittes with a rebound for Northwest.
Bearcats, such active hands on defense where whether you're dribbling, passing, they're always getting their hand in there, tipping it away, wreaking a little bit of havoc in that time. The help defense coming all the way across the court from Endow to kind of start things there, but resulting in a tough possession there for UCO.
20-9, Northwest in front. Fitz gets a screen by Doherty. Down the lane he goes. Lays it up and in with the right hand off the left side. He got that first step, went past a couple defenders and has the easy layup and a 22-9 Bearcat lead. Into the front court left, Grayson. Looks left wing for Hempel. Long bounce pass between the circles, Johnson. Left side, Robertson. Started by Endow. Dribbles to the top of the key. Expires his dribble. Endow reaches in, knocks the ball loose. It's still loose on the floor and it pops out near the timeline and picked up left side by Hempel. Looks low left side, Pfeiffer. Turns, takes the jump over Doherty from 17, and he went 18 with it, and the shot clock sounds as the ball hit the backboard but not the rim. The Bearcats will get it.
You know, the crazy part, too, as a loose ball rolls near midcourt and a couple Bearcats dive on the floor to only one UCO player diving after it and grabbing it, you would think there's a breakdown, there's going to be someone open as you get that ball back up for the Broncos, but Northwest recovers so quickly and gets back, they still can't find a shot.
22-9, Northwest Missouri State in front.
UCO 29% from the field and turned it over 9 times already.
Kirk Finley in the game for Northwest. 3 officials talking things over with each other. Now we're set to inbound. Finley and Pitts at the guards. Back into the ballgame, Ryan Hawkins. Doherty on the floor. That's Brett Doherty. And then Ryan Wilty in the game. He's lining up in the far right corners. Pitts takes it to the top of the key. Finds him left side, Hawkins, left side three, rims around out, the rebound inside, pulled down by Josh Holiday, who entered the ballgame for Central Oak. He dribbles to the left wing, out front, cross court right side, pass Roberson, back left side, Holiday. They go to Hempel on the baseline left, and a little bit of a bump by Finley will get called for the foul, and that'll be his first. 15 foul on the Bearcats, while the Broncos with 4. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Inbound into the left corner goes for Grayson. Grayson's been held scoreless. Drives to the baseline left. Cut off by Wilty. Out front left side for Holiday. Now left side Grayson once again. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stripped out of his hands from behind. It goes right to Northwest. And Hawkins will corral. He'll take it across midcourt right side. In front of the scorer's table. Hands off for Finley. He's being chased by Holiday out of the man-to-man defense out of Central Oak. On the left side with it, Pitts. Trying to work a screen by Brett Doherty. Now finds Doherty at the free throw line. Right side, Hawkins. To the free throw line now. Left side, Welty. Long three from the left sideline. Rooms around and out. Fight for the board. Loose on the baseline. Out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Doherty tried to go up for the rebound. And the ball was knocked out of bounds. And it belonged to Northwest coming out of the timeout. 4:51 left in the half. Northwest 22. Central Oklahoma 9. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Turnover out of the timeout. Central Oklahoma turns it over. The Bearcats will break it back left to right with 4:41 left in the first half. Northwest in front 22-9. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Pitching in the front court. Looks right side, Welty. Out front, Doherty. Left side, Hawkins. To the left wing, Finley. Now to Pitts out front left. Gets screened by Doherty. Dribbles right side. Now back pedals to the right wing. Being chased by Roberson. Lots it to Doherty. Left baseline. Spins the baseline to the bucket. Up for the shot. Won't go. And a foul. This one to come up on Central Oklahoma. And Corbin Byford trying to block the shot. Picks up his first foul and gets Doherty to the free throw line.
Nice quick spin there by Doherty to kind of catch his defender off guard and get that half step in front of him. And it's not a spin where he's necessarily leaning his shoulder down and finding a way to take a charge. It's a pretty clean one. He just gets by him and get in there for a foul.
Doherty, 3-of-4 at the free throw line. This one area of Doherty's game he has vastly improved on this season's at the charity stripe.
And that's something big you expect, too, for a guy that's a senior. You want him to play some big minutes, especially late in some big games, to be able to knock down those free throws.
Of course, as I mentioned that, he misses the second free throw. 23-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now Pitts with a steal, across the timeline, top the key, right side Hawkins. As he tries to drive in the lane, we're going to call for the travel, and the turnover gives it to Northwest. So Dorn Hiffle will inbound for Central Oklahoma with just over 4 minutes left in the first half. Both teams have struggled from three-point range in this game. Northwest just 1 of 9, while Central Oak 1 of 4 to the top of the key. Holiday. Left wing pass goes to Hiffle. Swing it right side to the right baseline and driving out. Almost trying a little bit out of control, going out of bounds. Roberson tried to save it inbounds and throws it right to the Bearcats, and Pitts will take it across the 10-second line. 23-9, Northwest in front. Welty out front in front of the scores table. Looks to the right wing, Finley. Pass telegraphed just a little bit, stepping in front of us. Roberson now picked right back by Finley. Lots of baseline left for Welty. Touch pass left side for Hawkins on the wing. His three won't go. And the rebound inside. Put away by Roberson for Central Oklahoma. On the fast break right side to Jordan London. Drives past Welty to the baseline. Cut off by Doherty. Out front left side, they find Holiday. Drives through the lane. Kicks it back right side on the wing. London takes the three over Pitts. Got it. Mark, that time Jordan London knocks down the three. That's his eighth of the season, and it's a 23-12 Northwest Missouri State lead. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Hawkins between the circles. Goes to the left wing. Out front, Finley at the top of the key. Now to Doherty, pops out. Finds Pitts near the scores table off the right side. Northwest in this first half, going left to right from our vantage point. Dribbles to the right baseline. Bounce pass, free throw line, Doherty. Pass into the corner, 10-4 Hawkins was taken and knocked out of bounds by Hempel, and then a foul reaching around by the Bearcats. It's going to go on Northwest, trying to stop that transition by Central Oklahoma as Hawkins picks up, rather that's Welty who picks up the foul, and Welty will pick up his first.
Well, UCO sharp on defense so far today. Every pass Northwest is making, they're trying to anticipate, jump in that lane and tip it away, and so far forced Northwest into 6 turnovers.
Byford into the game, and Roberson goes to the sideline for Central Oklahoma. 2:41 left in the half, 23-12, Northwest Missouri State in front. Jake Hammond across the 10-second line, looks to the left wing. Finds Jordan Hiffle, dribbles left, and will bring it out between the circles. Down the lane left, baseline left, and finds Hammond, goes up with shot, misses, rebound, Karam Student, Pitts for Northwest. Good presence inside for the Bearcats, making that shot by Hammond tough. It's a 23-12 Northwest Missouri State lead. Good wild front Pitts. A little bit of a mismatch with Byford as he drives past him. A whistle and a foul coming up.
You got to feel bad for Byford because there's been a couple times he's been out there on Justin, and you could tell he's about to drive right past him and does every time.
Byford picks up the foul as Pitts goes by. 16th foul, so Northwest will inbound baseline right. And before they do, Grayson comes into the game and Byford to the sideline for Coach Tom Hankins. Pitts takes the inbound, dribbles right side, trying to work a screen by Wittes. Finds Wittes into the right corner, squares up, wants the long three, banks it, misses a rebound, tip to Kirk at the free throw line. Now to Wittes down the lane right, banks it and knocks it down. Well, three-footer off the right side by Torrey Wittes, giving Northwest a 25-12 lead. Down the other way, they go low with it, and as they find Hammond inside, immediately double-team, dribbles off his five. The ball goes left side for Grayson, a shot fake. Now inside the arc, takes the jumper, rims around and out from 15, and then down with the rebound, Northwest. 25-12, Northwest up into the front court, Endell. Pitts now back to Endell, between the circles, Wittes. They swing it left side, Pitts. Trying to work a pick by Doherty, and the pick and roll trying to go right back to Doherty, but Pitts, with his bounce pass, goes off the foot of a UCO player, and Northwest will have the ball with 20 on the shot clock, though inbound baseline left. 1:22 left in the first half. And now with the long inbound, finds Doherty, now to Pitts, who looks over Bearcat head coach Ben McCollum. Now calls out the plays. The Cats spread things out a bit offensively as Pitts will double to the right wing. Now with five on the shot clock, steps back, wants the long three off the back of the rim, fight for the rebound inside, controlled by Hammond for the Broncos. 25-12 Northwest in front to London in the front court right wing. Out front is Holiday. And now he has trouble with his dribble, just called for a double dribble, kind of uncontested out between the circles, just kind of dribbled off the heel of his hand and then just called for the double dribble. Healthy into the ballgame. Doherty goes to the sideline for Northwest with 53.6 seconds left in the first half, and Northwest up 25-12.
Whole lot of shooters out there right now for the Bearcats. Everybody can hit from deep.
Gets to walk it across the 10-second line. To the man-to-man defense, dribbles right side, pulls up, out top the key, Welty takes the long three, got it. And he took that one over Hammond, who had a hand in his face, and Welty still knocks it down. And with 38.2 seconds left, a little bit of chippiness going on down on the floor as well.
Yeah, it looks like Kurth and Hiphill kind of exchanging some words there. And they're going to get Xavier Kurth for a foul.
Yeah, that'll be his second. 38.2 seconds left in the first half. Kurth will go to the sideline. Doherty back into the ballgame. And Josh Holiday will go to the free throw line. He's shooting a 1-1. That's the seventh team foul against Northwest in the half. With 38.2 seconds left in this first half. Turned into the 1-1, rattles around and out. He's a 50% shooter on the season, misses his first attempt of the afternoon. Northwest up 28-12. We've got the ball and down to the front court. Goes to Fitz, and Fitz wants to call a timeout with 28.6 seconds left and 21 on the shot clock. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Northwest in front, 28-12 as they lead Central Oklahoma. 28.6 seconds left in the first half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats inbound as Endow gives it to Fitz, walks it back into the front court. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Now 20 on the game clock as Fitz will dribble to the left wing. 8 on the shot clock. Gets a screen by Welty. Hooks it back to Welty. Left wing 3 on the way. Rattles around out. Rebound crashing in as Hawkins takes it to the left corner and he takes a long 3. Nothing but that. 6 seconds left in the half. Hawkins with the rebound. Then hits the 3 in the left corner. Inbound left side. They give it to Grayson down the lane. He takes a 3 as the buzzer sounds. And the Cats are going to the locker room at halftime with a 31-12 lead over Central Oklahoma. And what a sequence of plays by Hawkins.
And he got it handed to him, hustling after the ball, getting that offensive rebound. And that feels like more of a street ball kind of thing of, hey, I pulled down the rebound, I'll go ahead and take it out to the three-point line, fired up myself. And he left them all by himself, and the redshirt freshman knocked it down.
31-12, Northwest Missouri State up at halftime. Back with more after this 2-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
And we're back at the half at Bearcat Arena, Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma, 31-12 with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. And 31-12 the score at halftime. Matt, another great job of defense by the Bearcats.
You know, we were ranting raving about a 63-25 score at halftime on Thursday night whenever they beat Northeastern State. I think this is probably equally as impressive whenever you hold a team like Central Oklahoma, who has good athletes, they're a good basketball team, just 12 points in the first 20 minutes of the ball game. They have more turnovers than points with 14 so far, just 5 of 18 shooting. So the Bearcats are very active on the defensive end, really getting ahead of the UCO. And even despite a slow start offensively for the Cats, they picked it up and now on this 31-12 lead.
It's never good for a team when there's more turnovers than points. But
I've found that's not typically a good thing, though.
Northwest holding Central Oklahoma to just 27% shooting out of the first half. Earlier this afternoon, the Northwest women played well but came up just short in their matchup with Central Oklahoma, losing 57-53. Buck Shield will be joining Matt in just a moment to talk about that game. Here at the half, Northwest men in front of Central Oklahoma, 31-12. Back with more right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Northwest Missouri State leading Central Oklahoma 31-12 at halftime of the men's basketball game. Earlier today, the Bearcat women's basketball team fell to UCO 57-53, a tough loss there. We see a good effort against Northeastern on Thursday. Coach Scheel, tonight it seemed like they took a step forward, had a chance to beat the number 21 team in the nation, just a little bit short.
Yeah, it was a great effort by our girls this afternoon. Great execution of our game plan.
against them with what we were, you know, really wanting to expose from them and certain things that we were wanting to take away. And, you know, for them to bounce back after a tough battle on Thursday night was definitely very promising to see.
Leading that one for much of the game, led by as many as 14, and it was the last couple minutes whenever Central Oklahoma finally went up 53-52, maybe in that final minute, and then got another three-pointer late to kind of to seal the deal. But you had to think, if you have one or two more possessions, you have to pull that one out.
Yeah, you know, they picked up their pressure in the full court. And, you know, I discussed what we needed to do in those timeouts. And, you know, at that point, they got to go out and they got to do that. And, you know, a lot of times our reactions were just delayed on what we needed to do and where we needed to go. And, you know, once we then were getting into the half court, we were kind of being a little too impatient in the offense with what we were doing. And so we got to a point where we kind of were rushing some shots and not taking the right shots.
Overall, you look at Cooper, their 6'5" player that averages a double-double. She finished 7 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block, none of that in the first half. You really came out, and it looked like that zone, they couldn't adapt to it early on.
Yeah, no, they really struggled with that. And I think the one thing that hurt us in that second half was them being on the other end of the floor and not having our extra voices for them defensively. Because that, you know, obviously that's the first time that we've run that defense this year. You know, we've been working on it for about 2 weeks. And, you know, so I knew we were going to have some breakdowns here and there. And most of those breakdowns in that second half were, you know, so lack of communication and recognition that we had really good in that first half. And then just a couple low boards getting away from us. And UCO stepped up and they hit some big shots. And, you know, that's what you get when, you know, you got two first, second team all-conference kids. And they've got a real good nucleus of girls around them. And, you know, to their credit, they hit those shots when they needed them.
Also impressed with the effort from Mallory McConkey. She didn't have a bucket, or she had a couple late buckets, I should say, but 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, a steal. Didn't score in the first half, but did a little bit of everything else.
Yeah, you know, she did a lot of that garbage work tonight, which was good to see because, you know, up until tonight, we haven't had anybody doing all that stuff. And to get that out of somebody was definitely great to see. And, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't even realize until after the game that she was out there for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, she didn't show, really, to me, she didn't really show any fatigue. And, you know, so I think that really, you know, allowed her just kind of stay out there and get more reps and things like that. So it was just overall for the team, it was a great effort that, you know, hopefully we can really build off of here.
Battle like that against upperclassmen, a ranked team in the nation. Do you see your freshmen taking big steps forward after a game like this?
Yeah, you know, it was good. I think with about, I think it was under the 5 minute mark where Jalen knocked down a big three. Mallory, I think, got she either had a drive or an O board and a finish at the basket there that were very crucial. And, you know, that's kind of how those two have been playing since they got here. Just kind of playing free, not really even thinking about, you know, with it being their freshman year, being, you know, their second MIAA game and things like that. So it was good to see them start to take some strides. And I know as we progress here with more practices and more games, you know, other people will continue to make those strides as well.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Great effort tonight. Look forward to seeing you guys in St. John Wednesday.
Thank you. That'll be a battle down there, and you know we'll prepare for them. Look at some things on film that we maybe need to adjust or do different, and you know, just go out and compete. You know, right now that's the biggest thing that I'm pushing this team to do is go out and compete every single game, and I think we're really starting to show some good signs.
Appreciate your time, Coach. That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State head coach. As the Bearcats fall today, 57-53 to the 21st ranked team in the nation. Coach Shield's postgame interview underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bull and Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joe. Family owned since 1951, or at 800-292-6546. We'll take a break. John will be back with your halftime stats of the men's game.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at halftime, Northwest up 31-12 as we check some of the totals. Northwest shooting 44% from the field, 12 of 27, just 3 of 15 from three-point range, and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. And for Central Oklahoma, shooting 27% from the field, 33% from three-point range, 2 of 6, and 0 of 1 at the charity stripe. Northwest out rebounding Central Oak, 16-14. 6 turnovers for Northwest out of the first half compared to 14 for Central Oklahoma. Leading the way in scoring for Northwest, Justin Pitts with 9 points, and Central Oklahoma paced by Jake Hammond, who has 4 points out of the first half. Again at half, Northwest in front 31-12 over Central Oklahoma, getting ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Second half underway. Northwest Missouri State in front, 31-12. As Central Oklahoma has the ball to start the second half. They go from our left to our right in their navy blue uniforms with the white numerals trimmed in yellow. Northwest home whites with the green numerals trimmed in green. Out front right side is Roberson through the lane. Drives on Doherty. Misses the layup, but it wasn't a foul. This to come up on Northwest. Fred Doherty looks a little unsure that it should be on him, but he gets called for it. That will be his second foul, team's first, and this will get Anthony Roberson to the free throw line where he's a 75% shooter this season at the line, 6-12 of 16.
I think Roberson impressive in the first half on the defensive end as well. 6 feet, 5 inches tall, at times matched up with Justin Pitts and doing his best to deny him the ball, but also get all over him, and so did a good job on that end, now finding himself at the free throw line.
It's the first, second one on the way, rims around out, and Nindell corrals the rebound for Northwest. 31-13, Northwest Missouri State in front, second half just underway, Northwest from our right to our left in the second half. Wait a set, the elbow left side for Doherty, finds Pitts, driving to the bucket, lays it up and in as he was able to get a step on his defender in Roberson and lays it up and in.
Well, right as I pay Roberson a compliment, a great cut by Pitts to get open, a nice pass from Doherty.
33-13, Northwest in front, Roberson out to the top of the key, finds Grayson. Now low left side, they go into the post position. Back out left and a three put up and a miss off that left side by Grayson. Rebound Northwest. 33-13. Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts will slow the pace up. Takes it across midcourt. Finds Indell out between the circles with us. Bounce pass high post left Doherty. Now to Pitts in front of the Bearcat bench. Dribbles to the free throw line. Tries to force a bounce pass left for Doherty. Cutting the bucket. The ball was kicked away as it goes off the foot of Roberson. It will belong to Northwest. The inbound baseline left with 20 on the shot clock. Now looking to inbound. Lobs it out front left for Doherty. Between the circles, Kurth. Back left side for Pitts. Dribbles top of the key. Hook the pass to Indell, left wing. He'll take it through the lane. Drives on the right side of the lane. Misses the layup. And the rebound pulled down by Hammond for Central Oklahoma. Johnson on the fast break, right side for Grayson. Takes the three up the front of the rim. No, and the rebound in the lane for Northwest and Brett Doherty. Second half just underway, 33-13. Northwest Missouri State in front. And out between the circles with us. Looks right side court. Had the ball knocked out of his hands. Picked up off the steal by Johnson. Through the lane to the buck on the right side. Lays it up and in. As Johnson got the steal and then the layup at the other end. Johnson came into this game with just 4 steals on the season. 33-15, Northwest in front. Kurth off the right sideline between the circles. So they go to Pitts. Pitts dribbles right of the lane. Tries to hook a pass back left side. Tipped away and it is picked up by Byford on a 2-on-1 break. Byford left side lays it up. Misses too hard. Pitts hammered from behind. Knocked into the standard and was fouled. Roberson should get called for the foul. Talked on the pregame with the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, about how physical the Central Oklahoma team is, and they have shown it here this afternoon.
Yeah, they've been getting after it and really kind of took Northwest out of their offensive rhythm early in this basketball game. The Bearcats kind of picked it up late in that first half, but once again, this final 20 minutes of the ball game playing tough.
33-15, Northwest in front. They've got the ball. Low post Doherty with the dribble, lost the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds. He's trying to go to the bucket off the left side. Had a high dribble trying to get past Jake Hammond, but that dribble goes straight out of bounds and a turnover for Northwest.
And for as well as UCO playing well defensively so far, Northwest has had a few just uncharacteristic turnovers to start this half as well.
Marquise Johnson off the left side. Between the circles, Roberson to the right wing, Grayson. Chased by Kurth, high energy player. Kurth all over him. Right side pass goes to Johnson. Low post right side is Byford. In the lane, hook over Doherty, bounds around and drops down. Left-handed hook by Corbin Byford. Just his first puck of the game. He had 14 points against Missouri Western on Thursday evening. 33-17, Northwest in front. And down on the right wing, between the circles with us. One dribble back to Endell, right side. Now between the circles, Doherty. Left side, Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. A little hesitation move. Into lane, kicks it back left side. Kurth takes the three. Got it. Nothing to there. Xavier Kurth with his first bucket of the game. Minute timeout, Northwest. 36-17, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Oklahoma, 16-35 left in the game. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Out of the timeout, Marquise Grayson drills a three from the far left corner for Central Oklahoma. It's a 36-20 Northwest Missouri State lead. Doherty with it for the Bearcats in the blocks off the left side. Takes it in the lane, spins away from the double team, banks it, misses it, and the rebound inside. Put away by Grayson for Central Oklahoma on the fast break. Johnson accelerates through the lane to the bucket, drives, lays it up, misses it. Rebound tipped a couple times on the baseline out of bounds, and it will belong to Central Oklahoma. I'm Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Kyrie Devine is our studio engineer. And Matt Trenton, national champ coming up out of MIAA.
Yes, in the NCAA Division II Women's Soccer National Championship, Central Missouri scored a goal late in the second half to send it to overtime. 1-1 at the end of overtime, and they ended up winning it in a penalty shootout. So Central Missouri, Division II soccer champs.
Missed shot off the right side by Grayson, fight for the rebound, and a foul inside on Central Oklahoma. Cole Talbot just entered the ballgame, picks up the foul, his third. A check of the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available at mymosaiclifecare.org. 36-20, Northwest Missouri State in front, 15-19 left in the game. Pitts into the front court off the left side. We'll take it to the top of the key, getting screened by Doherty. Down the lane right, he goes underneath the bucket, brings it back out left for Welty. Cross court right side, Hawkins. Now low right for Doherty, quick pass in the box left for left side. Kirk, nice little move inside as he does. He was able to get Marquise Johnson up there, came down on him, and picks up his third foul.
You know, these teams are kind of similar in the fact, too, that Northwest high-intensity pressure defense recovering quickly in Central Oklahoma. They had a couple shooters they left open briefly, but as Northwest touched that basketball, they were right there to recover and take away the shot attempt.
Long inbound, right side goes to Pitts near the timeline. We'll take the top of the key with 15 on the shot clock. Now front right, Doherty. Quick touch pass back to Pitts. Down the lane left he goes. Lays it up. Shot was blocked away just a bit by Roberson. Controlled by Central Oklahoma. On the break, Johnson dribbles to the right wing. Out between the circles, Talbot. Left side pass for Jordan Heffel. low left side in the lane. High shot off the glass. Won't go by Byford, and the rebound to Doherty inside. He about missed the backboard. He was so high for that shot at the top of it.
I think he was claiming that he was fouled, but he shot a rocket off the backboard from about 10 feet away.
36-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. 14 and a half minutes left in the ballgame. Pitch to the top of the key up to Pastor Doherty. Trying to go into lane. His dribble is knocked loose by Johnson. Controlled inside by Central Oklahoma and Roberson. Right side back to Johnson to the right wing. Dribbles top of the key. Chased by Kurth. Spins to the left wing. Northwest and man-to-man defense. Right side pass Smithfield. It's on the left wing. Johnson to left baseline. Drives in the lane. Tries to force a pass inside. It's knocked out of bounds. And it belonged to Central Oklahoma. Knocked away, I believe, by Pitts as they're trying to get that pass in the low post area to Corbin Byford. Breaking the action at 13:55 left of the game. Northwest Missouri State 36, Central Oklahoma 20. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
36-20, Northwest Missouri State in front, off the inbound left side, a 3-footer up and knocked down by Marquise Johnson, his first 3 of the game, 11th of the season, 36-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. 13:39 left in of the game. Hawkins, right side, Welty on the wing. Finds Doherty, who pops out off the right side. Now they go to Pitts in front of the scorer's table left. Again, man-to-man defense out of Central Missouri. They'll play a little bit of 2-3. We haven't seen that in this game. Through the lane, a little runner on the way. Knocked it down as Pitts went through the lane and hits a little 10-foot floater. And the Bearcats in front, 38-23. Now the left side ball stolen in front of the scorer's table by Welty, and he'll give it to Pitts and Northwest from our right to our left. Broncos back on defense. Pitts dribbles to the left wing. Free throw line. Hooks the pass on the pick and roll left side for Doherty. Doherty trying to post up inside. Spins left off the glass. Low key hard. Rebound tap. Chased on the floor and controlled by Johnson for Central Oklahoma. He races across midcourt left to right and slides to a halt as Welty steps out to pick him up. Between the circles for Talbot. Now they go right side off of the wing. Infield down to the right side of the lane. Their low runner from 7 off the right is good. And that is his second buck of the game. Had a 2 points out of the first half. 38-25, Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma. Low scoring game this afternoon. Hawkins out front, looks left side Pitts. Works a screen by Doherty, takes a free throw line, right side Welty on the wing. The three rattles around out. Rebound Hemphill inside for Central Oklahoma. Across the timeline on the right side. Nice little alley-oop pass. Gets it to Roberson, who banks it in, and it's a 38-27 game. Central Oklahoma trying to get their way back into this one. Across midcourt goes Pitts. Central Oklahoma right now on a 14-5 run. Right side. Pass goes to Doherty toward the right corner to the right baseline. Spins on Glasgow. End of the lane. Leans in. Up with a shot blocked away by Glasgow. Ball loose underneath the bucket. Controlled by Johnson for Central Oklahoma. Cross midcourt right side. Hemphill stops. Pops. Three. Misses too hard left. And Hawkins with the rebound for the Cats. He's taking a shot to the head there as he came down with that board. 38-27. Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts walks it across the 10-second line. Dribbles left from the Bearcat bench. 11 on the shot clock. Lobs it baseline left for Doherty. Trying to post up inside on Roberson. Up with a shot and is fouled. Nice little spin move to the left. Went up with his left hand. And Roberson will pick up the foul trying to block the shot. That was his second foul. Fourth as a team for Central Oklahoma in the second half. And this will get Doherty to the free throw line.
And Doherty's been busy today. 3 of 8 from the field. His third trip to the line. Has 8 points. 3 steals. A couple rebounds in this basketball game. But the shooters aren't working out right now. So he's been able to go to work in the paint.
This is the free throw. We have one more. 38-27 Northwest. Doherty with 8 points so far in this game. And the second one for the left-hander is nothing but net. Quintus into the ballgame. Doherty goes to the sideline for Coach Ben McCollum. 39-27 Northwest in front. 11-15 left in the game. Johnson will walk it across the 10-second line, met by Fitz. Looks left side, Roberson. Off the left wing for Talbot. Bounce pass low, left, Glasgow. Into the line, a little right-handed push shot, won't go. Rebound, Northwest. Fitz inside, clears the rebound. Sixth rebound of the game for Justin. 39-27, Northwest up. Just under 11 minutes left in the game. Cats spread out their offense as Fitz just dribbles out near midcourt. Now Fitz dribbles left. Into a double team, hooks the pass to Wittes on the left wing. Open, takes the three off the front of the rim. No one but Broncos inside for the rebound, and Glasgow will take it off the floor. And on the fast break left side, Johnson pulls up as the Cats get back on defense. Right side is Roberson to the right wing. Lets it go low for Glasgow, posting up with Wittes. Takes it into the lane, and she could call for a travel here. He took it a step and a half or so. Just kind of cradled it like he was taking football over the goal line and gets called for the travel.
And Tom Hankins can't believe the UCO head coach popped up and kind of ran a little bit toward that official and said he didn't get a foul on that.
39-27 Northwest in front. 10-24 left in the game. Fitz to walk it across the 10-second line. Here gets four players along the baseline. Now they pop out. Wittes comes out to set up a screen. And Fitz tries to drive down the lane off the left side. As he tried to stop on a dime, slid into a halt and gets called for the travel before getting that pass out to the top.
And he does that so often, that he's so good at it. But just one of the few times that foot kind of slipped and he had to catch himself and got called for the travel.
39-27 Northwest up. Out front, left side, Hemphill down the lane, left, drives on Welty, and the whistle. We've got a foul coming up on Northwest, and Welty will pick up the foul.
Well, the officials hit it from both sides, previously from Coach Hankins of UCO wanting a foul on that end. They got travel instead. Now this time, looked like the Bearcat bench thinking that was a clean block, but instead, Welty called for the foul.
Sure, Hemphill going to the free throw line. 6'5", freshman out of Rogers, Arkansas. Shooting two, first one too hard. It's his first miss at the free throw line this season. He had 12 points Thursday against Missouri Western. Now Welty and Hawkins to the sideline. And Dow back into the ball game. Kurth checks in as well. And he'll back to the line. Second free throw. Rims in. 39-28, Northwest Missouri State in front. 10 minutes left in the game. Fitz into the front court off the left side. Drives past Roberson, baseline for Endow. Lays it up, and we've got a go-sing call coming here as Roberson slaps it away as it took a high bounce off the rim. And Endow will get credit for the bucket and a nice drive to the through the lane for the score. And it's a 41-28 game as we've got a break in the action. 9:53 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 41, Central Oklahoma 28. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orslin provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrsulinFarmHome.com.
Northwest up 41-28. Central Oklahoma with the ball coming out of the timeout. Into the lane with a little jump stop goes Byford. Finds off the right side. Johnson takes it out front with 11 on the shot clock. Left side Hemphill down the lane. Stops, pops in the lane. Won't go. Shot from 5 feet out. Tips around and is picked up by Endow inside. 41-28. Northwest up. 9:23 left in the game. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Kyrese Devine is our studio engineer. Pitch in front of the scorer's table left, takes it to the top of the key. Looks left side on the wing and down. Low left for Doherty, trying to post up with Glasgow. Takes it to the baseline left into the right corner. Kurth, now front right side, Pitts. Shot clock down to six. Pitts top of the key. Now we'll drive through the lane. Runner on the way, lays it up and in just before the shot clock's down.
Has to go up and duck under defender's arm just to be able to get that one to go without getting popped in the head, but makes it a 15-point lead.
Makes it look easy. 43-28 Northwest down the other end. A drive to the bucket by Roberson, who's fouled inside.
You know, I always like to think Justin Pitts plays basketball the way you play tennis, John. Just make it look easy.
I'd like to think that, too, but it's not always the case. Joey Wittes gets called for the foul. That's his second. Gets Robertson to the free throw line. Shooting two. First one just barely got to the rim. And comes up short. He's now one of three at the free throw line. Robertson, a good free throw shooter, though. 75% on the season. Came in 12 of 16. Just didn't quite have the strength to get that one to the bucket. I have a second free throw. He's a 6'5 senior out of San Antonio, Texas. Was at Texas State before coming to the Central Oklahoma program. Second free throw is good. He's got 4 points. 43-29, Northwest Missouri State up. 8:40 left in the game. Doherty on the right side gets a two and down. Now to Pitts. Out front, Wittes to the right wing and down. Scores up, wants the three. Got it. Chris Endell with his first three of the game. Came into this one that's high for first in the NCAA Division II in three-point shooting percentage. Out top left side, London at the free throw line. Gets caught up in the air. Has to throw it away and is picked up by Endell. Racing to the bucket off the left side. Stops and lays it up and in. Hesitated just enough to let Roberson go flying by, and then he has the easy layup. And a timeout. Central Oklahoma, Northwest 48, Central Oklahoma 29. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Bearcats on a 10-2 run over the last 4:05 of this game. 48-29, Northwest in front, 8:12 left in this one this afternoon. Bearcats will be back in action Wednesday. Just a short trip down to St. Joseph to face Missouri Western in an MIAA double header. The women to tip off at 5:30 and the men at 7:30. We're supposed to be heard on the Bearcat Radio Network beginning at 5:10 with our pregame.
Missouri Western beaten Northeastern State in the women's game earlier today, 64-60. Men's game currently going on. The Griffins leading the Riverhawks by 5, 31-26, as this one just about to head to halftime.
I think we're well ahead of most of the rest of the conference this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I know the game in St. Joe started at 2-4 instead of 1:30 and 3:30. I'm not sure on the others, but you're right. We're way ahead of most of them.
48-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Central Oklahoma with it from the timeout. Byford between the circles. Looks left side for Marquise Johnson. Cats in man-to-man defense. Bounce pass to the right wing. Robertson will bring it out front with the left-handed dribble. Guarded by Andell. Looks left side. And there it is. Johnson takes inside the arc off the left. Cut for the shot from 15. He is fouled. And I believe Pitts will get called for the foul here. And this will be Justin's second foul. And gets Marquise Johnson to the free throw line, where he's an 81% shooter this year. At 14 in the win over Missouri Western, has been held to 5 this afternoon. And his first free throw is off the front of the rim and bounced away.
Well, not a 35-point effort from Justin Pitts so far this afternoon, but still pretty solid. You look at 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals.
Not bad at all. Johnson, 81% shooter on the year at the free throw line, hits his second free throw. And Northwest in front, 48-30. 7:40 left in the game. Pitch to the top of the key. Bounce pass finds him down, cutting the bucket, and he has a slam dunk. As he left the right side, slammed it down with two hands off the feed by Pitts. And Northwest up 50-30. Bearcats largest lead of the game at 20. Out front, right side, Hemphill looks on the left for Johnson to the left baseline. Gets Pitts up in the air and brings it out front, left side, Hemphill down the lane. Runner inside, hits the front of the rim and rolls over. Hemphill puts it up and in traffic, and it's a 50-32 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts will walk it across the 10-second line from our right to our left. Ryan Storty off the right side, now in doubt, back to Pitts between the circles. Dribbles left as Pfeiffer comes over and checks off on him. Into the left corner for Kurth. Dribbles to the elbow left side, now at the free throw line, cross court right and down to the right baseline. Runner inside, comes up just a little bit short, and one of the reasons he was fouled as his elbow was hit going up with that shot, and this foul will go on Jordan Hemphill. That will be his first foul.
You know, Chris has had a good season at this point, but held relatively in check for most of this game. He had about 4 points with probably 8 or 9 minutes left to go in the contest, but all of a sudden, the last few minutes, he's really come on strong, makes that first free throw, now has 12, including a big three-pointer, had a big dunk a possession or two ago as well, and, man, he's a guy that once he starts clicking, it comes in a hurry.
And out the line this season, a 64% shooter. Hit the first, we'll have a second. And knocks that one down. 52-32, Northwest Missouri State up. Number one ranked team in the nation, the defending national champions, trying to go to 2-0 in the MIAA season. On the right side, Hemphill. Bounce pass between the circles for Hammond. Out of Johnson left wing. Out front, Robertson. Guarded by Endow. Shot clock set 16. Dribbles past Endow. Through the lane, a little bit out of control. Gets called for the charge.
Joey Wittes right there, the big smile on his face after taking the contact on that one.
Well, Joey's fitting in just fine as a Bearcat.
He is. The way he plays, the way he's learning that defense and shooting the basketball, and even you got to talk to him on the coach's show just the other night of he's a solid kid to go along with the rest of them, just upstanding citizens as well.
Substitution for Central Oklahoma, Josh Holliday into the ballgame, takes the place of Marquise Johnson. 6:20 left. Northwest up 52-32. Pitts into the front court left side. To the left wing. Out front, Doherty. Back to Pitts. Through the lane. Finds Endow. Cutting to the bucket from the right baseline. Tried to go for the reverse layup off the left side. Couldn't get it to go. And here comes Central Oklahoma the other way. Holliday out front, right side. Hemphill. Between the circles for Hammond. Now to Holliday. Handling the point duties now. Just under 6 minutes left in the game. Left side, Glasgow. And a little drive and a block foul coming up on Doherty. He fell to the floor. I think he's trying to sell it just a little bit. And instead, he'll get called for the foul. Doherty with a bit of a smile on his face when he popped up after that one. Hawk gets into the game, and Doherty goes to the sideline. 52-32, Northwest up on Central Oklahoma. That's the fifth team foul on Northwest. Broncos inbound baseline left. Into left corner. Mitchell thought about the three. And Dow right there. Now drives to the left baseline. Coming over is Troy Wittes to help on the help side there. Into a double team. Mitchell out of control. Needed to get rid of the ball and just throws it to the Broncos sideline. And Northwest will get it off the turnover. 52-32. Northwest Missouri State in front. pitch, walks it across the 10-second line. And the screen by Wittes. Now back pedals with dribble. And run a little bit of clock as well as Cats up. Fourth, 5.5 minutes left in the game. Hooks the pass left side. Wittes on the wing. Hits the three. That is Dory's first three of the game. 18th on the season. And Northwest up 55-32. Wittes now with 8 points tonight. Actually, this afternoon. On the left side. And Phil to the left baseline. Takes the jumper inside the arc and hits it. And that is 10 points for Jordan coming off the bench. 55-34 Northwest. Just over 5 minutes left in the game. Fitz to walking across midcourt left side. Top of the key. Takes the pass back left side. There's wide open. Wittes misses the shot from three-point range. The ball goes out of bounds. We'll have a tail ball that goes off of both the Bearcats and Broncos. And the possession arrow should give it to Central Oklahoma coming out of the timeout. 4:50 left in the game. 55-34 Northwest up on Central Oklahoma. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Coming out of the timeout, Central Oklahoma with the ball. Joey Wittes gets called for a foul off of the left side, trying to post up. And now for Central Oklahoma, they will inbound. Baseline left, 55-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. The inbound comes left side for Hammond. Now the infield off the left side to the left baseline. Drives on Wittes, who rejects the ball away, gets the block, and is picked up by Endell. Wittes with his fourth block this season, 55-34, Northwest Missouri State in front, 4:20 left in the game. I'm Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, Kyrie Devine, our studio engineer. Left side is Kurth, between the circles, but it is Pitts. Out front right side, Hawkins. Now to Pitts' left side. Brings it to the left wing, Kurth. Trying to get a screen by Wittes. Three on the shot clock. Kurth drives the lane. Left runner just off the front of the rim. And infield with the rebound for the Broncos. Takes it across midcourt off the left side to the top of the key. Looks right side. And gets it to Holiday. Into the right corner. The pass goes to infield. Low post right side. Hammond posting up in lane. The left-handed hook won't go. Wittes with the rebound for Northwest. 3:40 left. 55-34. Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:36 left in the game. Pitts walks it to the top of the key, dribbles right side, gets a screen by Wittes, looks it right back to Wittes, right wing open, takes the three off the front of the rim, won't go on the rebound inside, Talbot for Central Oak. That one goes to Holiday as he tries to dribble left side. We've got a timeout here. Central Oklahoma wants a timeout, 3:17 left, 55-34, Northwest in front of Central Oklahoma, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
3:17 left in the game. Northwest 55, Central Oklahoma 34. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Central Oklahoma with it coming out of the timeout. Northwest in front, 55-34. Out front right side, Johnson wants the three over Pitts. Hits the front of the rim, bounces a couple more times, and then rolls in. Johnson with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 9 points total, 55-37 Northwest. Just under 3 minutes left. Out front Wittes between the circles. Bounce pass to Kurth near the right sideline. Top the key and out. Took the man-to-man defense out of Central Oklahoma. Pass tipped loose, but Hawkins chases after him. And he'll hand it to Pitts with eight on the shot clock. Gibbles left wing to the left baseline. To the bucket. Low windmill layup off the right side. Won't go, and there was on a foul. This will go on Central Oklahoma. The score on Hemphill. That will be his second foul. Northwest has led this entire game, their largest lead being 23. When it was a 55-32 game at the line, Pitts free throw rolls in. Just his first free throw of the game. He's got 16 points now on the afternoon. 2:33 left. Northwest up 56-37. Bearcats limited Central Oklahoma to 12 points in the first half. Pitts hits the second. 57-37. Northwest in front. 2.5 minutes left in the game. Johnson between the circles, looks to London on the right side in front of the Bronco bench, out between the circles now for Cooper Clark, playing his first action of the game. Now to London, to the baseline, into the left corner, a three put up, runs around and out, missed by Clark, fight for the rebound baseline, out of bounds, off of Hammond of the Broncos, and the Bearcats will inbound and take it the length of the floor from our right to our left.
You know, kind of crazy too to think, we're early in the season, but they play a tough non-con schedule, but the Bearcats play well throughout. You beat up on Missouri Valley, but you're probably seeing the two of the best efforts so far this season. Their first two MIAA games. Joey Wittes just lost his shoe out on the floor.
Still with the dribble, goes to the left side and finds Hawkins, hits the three, and Wittes isn't even going to pick up the shoe. He's playing with one shoe right now as the other shoe gets kicked right in front of the scorer's table.
Coach Mack tried to call timeout, and they said, no, it's UCO's ball. He's going to put the play like that now. They go right at him.
And he's posting up inside. They kick it back left side to London inside the arc, but the jumper won't go, and the rebound to put back is good by Talbot, and he'll get the free throw line and see his foul going up with the shot. They count the bucket and the foul on Indell. And Indell will pick up his first foul. Wittes did a pretty good job playing defense with just one shoe.
Yeah, I mean, he kept his focus dribbling, played good defense, and he could do it all.
Who needs shoes?
Well, you know, better than playing in socks, I'd say that.
I guess. Well, at the end of the ballgame, Wittes will go to the sideline. Cole Talbot coming into this game, one of two at the free throw line, and he hits the free throw here, making a three-point trip down the floor. Fabian Glasscope, the junior out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and transfer from Western Kentucky, back in the game for Central Oak with 1:33 left in the game. Welty out front left, goes cross-court right for Kirk Finley. Now to Kurth, between the circles and Dell. Left side for Hawkins, squares up, wants the three, off the front of the rim, rebound, and a whistle and a foul. Kurth came away with the ball, but I believe he'll get called for a reach over. A little bit out of position trying to go up for that rebound. That'll be Xavier's third foul, 18th foul on Northwest, so we'll shoot one and one at the other end.
But that point I was making for, Joey lost his shoe mid-play. You have your best offensive output, scoring 99 points and just shooting the ball ridiculously against Northeastern State. And then here you hold UCO to 12 points in the first half, and they're going to be in the low 40s by the time this one's over. I mean, for an MIAA team to be held like that, that says a lot.
First free throw by Clark is good. And the second one good as well. I think last week we heard Coach McCollum talk about how you want to see this team take a step up defensively. I think this week they've done that.
Yeah, they definitely have in both games, too.
Left side, Kurth trying to look and finds Endow. Trying to post up low left. Takes it into the lane. And turns and misses the shot. Rebound rims out into the rebound to London. And a chest pass on the other right side. Finds Cooper into the lane. Feeds Vasco, who lays it up and in off the left side. Under a minute left, 60-44. Northwest Missouri State in front. Finley into the front court. Looks right side. Hawkins to the right wing. Welty. Holds it. Now tries to go to Hawkins. His pass is stolen. Picked up by Glasgow. Takes it into the front court. And a collision with Endow, who took the elbow. Glasgow, I believe, right to the nose as Endow down to a knee. And then now sitting down underneath the bucket off the right side. Looks like he just took a direct shot. And add insult to injury this time. Endow picks up his second foul out of that.
That's rough. It looks like it's not bleeding just yet. If it is, but he'll get a nice hand as he heads to the sideline for the rest of the day, and hopefully he's all right.
Derek Lang into the game. 6'2 freshman out of Sheridan Island. Got some playing time Thursday night in the win over Northeastern State. Free throw rolls in for the left-handed shooting Fabian Glasgow. 3 points coming off the bench. Coming into this game, he had really struggled at the free throw line. He was 3 of 16. And steps up here and misses the second one. Rebound tip from Hawkins, picked up by Finley for Northwest. 45 seconds left in the game. 21 on the shot clock. Yes, Kurth goes between the circles for Lang. Back right side, Kurth. Top of the key, Hawkins. Back to Finley on the right wing. Shot clock down to 9. Finley to the right baseline. Dribbles underneath the bucket. Tries to feed Lang, cutting through the lane. Lang comes up with it. Forces the shot. Won't go with 2 on the shot clock. Rebound to Glasgow. And the Barkles on the break. A sight to the bucket. Cooper lays it up and in. Cooper Clark lays it up and in. 60-47 Northwest. Inbound comes to Wellfield. Just dribble it out with 2 seconds left in the game. And Northwest Missouri State remains undefeated on the season as they improve to 8-0 overall and 2-0 in MIAA. Central Oklahoma falls to 6-2 and now 1-1 in conference play. Again, the Bearcats 60 and Central Oklahoma 47, the final score. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 60-47, Northwest defeats Central Oklahoma. Then Northwest improves to 8-0 and 2-0 in the conference. The Broncos fall to 6-2 and 1-1 in MIAA play. A split of a doubleheader here this afternoon in the women's game. Central Oklahoma defeated Northwest 57-53. The Bearcats led throughout most of that game on the women's side, only to lose it in the final couple minutes of the game as Northwest women fall to 1-7 and 0-2. Central Oklahoma's women improved to 6-1 and 1-1 in conference play. We'll be back again our post game from Bearcat Arena right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Tritt and I'm John Coffey. Northwest on the men's side posts a 60-47 win over Central Oklahoma. Much different type of game than what we saw Thursday night in the win over Northeastern State, but the results the same. The Bearcats with the win.
Yeah, you know, the offense wasn't clicking quite the same. The shots weren't going down. But even despite that, the way that they play defense and keep that intensity up, that allows you to come out and be able to win in any type of situation, and that's something that served them well in the postseason, as we saw last year winning a national championship, and serving them well here early on to where if you're hitting, then they're going to roll, but if for some reason they're not, that defense is going to allow you to stay in it. And once again, taking on a good opponent tonight, you forced 19 turnovers throughout this ball game, only 12 first half points for Central Oklahoma, so they're behind the eight ball from the start and just couldn't dig their way out.
And the Bearcats able to do what they needed to do in the second half to post the win. They were actually outscored in the second half by Central Oklahoma, 35-29, but that defensive effort in the first half really was the difference in this one.
Yeah, and you know, I think getting outscored by six in the second half, a lot of that is to UCO was at around 37, 39 points with about 90 seconds left in the ball game, and got some garbage buckets there to make it look like a close game. But anybody that actually watches the tape that's an MIAA team coming in is going to see another great defensive effort from the Bearcats and a team that they're going to be pretty tough throughout the season.
We're back and have more for you on our post game after this victory for Northwest, 60-47 over Central Oklahoma. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Welcome back on our post game. Northwest Missouri State with the win over Central Oklahoma, 60-47. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, different type of game than what you had that Thursday night, but still the results the same. Northwest coming up with a win here. Just again, especially in the first half, a very good defensive effort.
Yeah, I thought defensively we were. First half, I thought we were really locked in. Offensively, I think the issue that we had tonight was probably how easy it was on what would have been Thursday night. And so then you stop working for your offense. I thought they did a good job defensively, though, as well. I thought we missed a lot of open shots. You know, Joey was 1-for-7, and he was pretty wide open on quite a few of them. Welty, same for him. It's just one of those games. It was just a tough game. You know, they're a very physical team, so they kind of muddy it up. But it's good. It's good that we got to see something like that so we can adjust to it and figure out how to score a little bit better on it.
Yeah, again, when you see it's such a drastically different type of a team today than what you saw Thursday night, it's good that you get those kind of looks early in the season, I would think.
Yeah, and you know, it's good to preach process because for our guys, that's kind of a process type of deal there where, you know, everything was easy on Thursday, and so you just expect it to be fairly easy on Saturday, and it wasn't, and they made it difficult for us, and we didn't make our reads that we normally make. We didn't come off the ball screen like we normally do. We just weren't great. But defensively, we were really locked in to start the game. We have 12 points
at
half.
Yeah,
that's pretty locked in, and they probably should have ended the game with less than 47. We just kind of, you know, that last minute and a half, you know, I think they scored probably 6 or 7 points.
Well, as you take a look at what's up next, you got Missouri Western on Wednesday down in St. Joseph. A few days now to prepare for the next couple games coming up. What are you looking for here in the next few days practice-wise to get ready?
Well, I think offensively just getting a little better. I think especially going into that game where they're going to be real muddy offensively. You know, everything will be similar to what we saw tonight where they just pack it in defensively. And so you have to find your opportunities, find your niches, and find opportunities to score, and we'll do that. We'll be better. We'll be better for this game.
All right. Well, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 60-47 over Central Oklahoma. We'll be back to have the Extra Effort Award for you right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri, and their homes are at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena after a 60-47 win for Northwest over Central Oklahoma. A reminder, the portions of our postgame show are underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Same time now for our extra effort award, and looking at a guy who's gotten us a time or two through his career.
Yeah, once again, he got to kind of lean on Justin Pitts. He didn't have another 35.9 hits in three-pointers, but you still look at him across the board. 17 points on 7 of 12 shooting, pulls down 6 rebounds, 5 assists, also 3 steals in the ball game. So steps out there and does a little bit of everything and really gives you a lift. Even if for some reason his shot's not going down, he's going to get some deflections, get his hand on the basketball, and really did a good job of getting everyone else involved when he wasn't hitting early on. I mean, he had 5 assists, but if the open three-pointers that usually go down would have, I mean, he's easily coming out with a double-double there. So another strong effort from Justin. Also, it's hard to look past Chris and Dow. Came on late and really played well. 13 points, 9 rebounds, all over the place defensively. So those guys really getting after it again tonight.
And Justin only played 39 minutes tonight.
Yeah. He got 60 seconds of rest, so at the end of the ball game.
So we checked some of the other totals for Northwest. Ended up shooting 43% from the field, 29% from three-point range, 7 of 24, 9 of 12 at the free throw line for 75%. Out rebounded by 1 by Central Oklahoma, 30-29. Turnovers, 12 turnovers for Northwest, a little bit uncharacteristic there. A lot of those coming in the first half, and then 19 turnovers for Central Oklahoma. 5 blocked shots by Central Oklahoma in this game. Cats had 3 blocks, and for the Broncos, 39% from the field, 17 of 43, 5 of 13 from 3-point range, and 8 of 14 at the free throw line for 57% total there. And another team that really has struggled at the free throw line. They came into this game 12th in the conference in free throw shooting, and they continue to struggle at the line today. And again, the Bearcats with the win, 60-47. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also for Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Laurie Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena as we wrap things up. Northwest with a 60-47 victory over Central Oklahoma. Again, a reminder that postgame underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. And with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Matt, good win here for the Bearcat men. The women played much better and saw some good signs out of the Northwest women today as well.
Yeah, made quite a few steps forward, it seemed like, on the defensive end, came out in that 2-3 matchup zone, a little bit of 3-2 zone as well, and really caught Central Oklahoma off guard and played well defensively in a game that, you know, only gave up 57 points, but just not able to quite hit a few buckets down the stretch to pull that one out. But a young team, you got to take games like this and build off them, so hopefully they can do that this weekend in St. Joseph.
Some interesting scores around the conference today.
Yeah, starting with some non-conference, Lindenwood in the men's side knocks off Ecclesia College 81-56 in St. Charles, and Lincoln will meet up with Robert Morris Springfield a little later this afternoon in Jeff City. One more non-conference as well, sorry. Rogers State beating Emporia State in the second half, 42-37. In conference games, it is Fort Hays and Pittsburgh State tied up at 50 apiece in Hays, that one in the second half. Northeastern State trailing Missouri Western by 1, 53-52 in St. Joseph. And Nebraska Kearney trailing Missouri Southern, 53-49, that game being played in Kearney. And on the women's side, some finals for you here, as Southwest Baptist beats Rogers State 74-65 in a non-conference matchup. In conference, it's Nebraska Kearney beating Missouri Southern 72-67. A couple back-to-back wins there for UNK to start off the conference season. Missouri Western edging Northeastern State 64-60. Fort Hays over Pitt State 75-70, that game in Hays, Kansas. And an exhibition a little later on this evening for Lincoln taking on UMKC in Kansas City.
All right, and our next action coming up Wednesday against Missouri Western down in St. Joseph for both the men and women. Ought to be a couple good games down there.
Should be a couple good games. The women trying to get their first MIAA win. The men expecting, obviously, you go to St. Joseph, they're going to give you your best, put their best foot forward and try to knock off the number one team in the nation. That would obviously be a huge win for Coach Weiberg and his staff. So they're going to get a good shot down there. Hopefully, we see a couple good Bearcat teams show up, play well. I think another thing that would help, too, whether you're in Maryville or you live in St. Joe or Kansas City or just the surrounding area, you make your way into on Wednesday to St. Joe and see those basketball games and really represent something that can go a long way and help you out in some of those tough conference battles.
All right. Well, that'll be good ones on Wednesday. You can hear both of those on KXCV, KRNW, as well as the rest of the Bearcat Radio Network, beginning at 5:10 with our pregame before the 5:30 tip-off for the women. And then we'll follow that right up with the Bearcat men's broadcast, scheduled tip-off time right around 7:30. Again, our final scores here this afternoon in the women's game. It was Central Oklahoma coming back to defeat Northwest 57-53. And in the men's game, Northwest, the number one ranked team of the nation, remains undefeated with a 60-47 win over Central Oklahoma. The Bearcats now 8-0 and 2-0 in conference play. For Matt Trenton, as well as studio engineer Kyrie Devine, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.